Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things, for you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. What is your heart set on? Are you set on getting outside with the warmer weather and doing some springtime planting? Are you perhaps just itching to get out fishing? When your heart is set on something, notice how much of your life revolves around your mindset. If you can't wait to plant, you are now getting all the things prepared and purchased. If it's fishing, you're working to prepare gear and tackle so that everything is ready to go. We are just a few days removed from Easter Sunday. Do you remember what Christ's heart was set on? He made it his entire life's goal and passion to win our eternal salvation by crushing the head of Satan, giving up his life, and then rising in 3 days. If Christ had been distracted by the things of this world, power, prestige, earthly wealth, he would not have won our salvation, and we would still be dead in our sins. Praise God that Jesus set his heart on things above, on doing his Father's will, so that we might now have forgiveness, life, and peace. The Apostle Paul shares with us what it means to have our minds set on things above. He says that we died. That is to say, that the controlling power of the sinful nature inside each of us is now dead. Christ has set us free and truly made us alive, just as Christ Jesus is alive and alive in us by faith. May our hearts and minds always be set on things above. In the same way, may we also reflect what's in our hearts and on our minds as we speak to one another about Christ's victory over sin, death, and hell. It's the best mindset to have, and an even better one to share. Lord Jesus, give me a heart that is filled with love for you and a mind that is focused on all that you have accomplished for my salvation. Preserve me in saving faith, and finally, bring me to share in the glory that you have prepared for me and all believers in heaven. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.